The world's economies run on their supply chains. Understanding them is the key to keeping global products moving. Welcome to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane, a series of business podcasts co-produced by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. In this series of episodes, we explore the digitalization of supply chains. Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is brought to you by DHL Supply Chain. At DHL Supply Chain, we're all in on continuous innovation that accelerates digitalization of the end-to-end supply chain. DHL Supply Chain, all innovation, no boundaries. Learn more at dhl.com/all-in. Today, we focus on machine learning. Here is your moderator, Supply Chain Quarterly's managing editor, Diane Rand.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Brian Gallagher, Chief Product and Technology Officer at Ware2Go. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon and great to be here. Thank you.
Well, briefly, what is machine learning and in what ways is it the same as or different from artificial intelligence?
Yeah, well, first, it's important to know that artificial intelligence and machine learning are not interchangeable concepts. So while they are related to one another, they look to solve different types of problems in different ways. Artificial intelligence is a technology where the goal is to enable a machine to simulate what they say is human behavior and solve various and many complex problems. Said another way, AI is enabling a machine to respond in real time to a challenge or request or question, just like a person would. So okay. we all have an iPhone or maybe an Alexa at home. And if you ask it a question, that's a form of AI. It fits in the category of what's called weak or simple AI, but it is a form of artificial intelligence because you're giving it a real world request in the moment that it needs to process and hopefully be successful, like call a person, play a song, or what's the weather in Philadelphia today? And then the end goal of artificial intelligence is to simulate or mimic that human behavior. So what is machine learning? So it is a subset of artificial intelligence that focuses on training computers to use lots of data, analyze that data to find patterns from past events so that the machine can make predictions about the future. And then the goal of machine learning is to allow machines to learn from that data so it can give accurate output. And machine learning works best when you want to solve a really specific problem in a specific domain area. So like AI, machine learning is also present in our everyday lives, and you don't have to go any farther than your Netflix or Spotify account that looks at your viewing or listening preferences as well as other members and finds like patterns in behavior to generate more recommendations. And as the system acquires more data, those algorithms and models improve and get more accurate. And what I like about machine learning is that it really works best when you focus on those really specific problems and desired outcomes, like my Netflix movie example.
So taking that information, where have you seen machine learning most successfully applied in a supply chain context then?
Yeah, so supply chain is full of machine learning use cases that could drive efficiency, optimization, and visibility for the supply chain. So whether it's procurement, manufacturing, or warehousing, each of these areas has challenges or vulnerabilities where your organization can benefit and improve from machine learning and the actionable insights that can be created. One of the more popular and mature areas for machine learning and supply chain is in demand planning and demand forecasting and inventory planning. And having the right amount of inventory at the right time has a real, you know, meaningful and direct impact on a company's cash flows and profit margins. And machine learning algorithms can leverage your historical demand, consider seasonality and promotions, as well as your past procurement data to better predict demand growth and solve problems around over and understocking. And then another key machine learning use case that we've worked to solve at Ware2Go is making sure that the retailer not only has the right amount of inventory to meet that demand, but that the inventory is properly positioned across various warehouses to enable speed of delivery while also keeping shipping costs low. So being able to offer end customers, you know, 2-day or next day or even same day delivery at scale while also preserving those margins doesn't happen by accident. And we call that network optimization. And we're using machine learning to continuously analyze inventory and demand and recommend when and where our retail partners should consider new facilities so that they can constantly optimize as their business changes and grows.
Very interesting. So where do you see machine learning potentially having a big impact in the future in supply chains?
Yeah, well, so one of the other emerging use cases that we see in the space, and another one that we're working to solve at Ware2Go, is around greater transportation visibility and package or shipment delivery prediction. The goal here is to leverage the wealth of, you know, carrier tracking data, and it works for both small parcel and freight, to better identify packages or loads that are stalled or moving too slowly within a carrier's network. And then what we can also do is apply other data points like traffic and weather to further identify and assign risk on a shipment for on-time delivery and then generate your own delivery date when necessary. And the reason why this use case is important is that it allows a business to proactively see and respond to late shipments faster than the carriers notify them and before they receive an email or phone call from an unhappy customer that a package has not arrived on time. And again, that's the difference between having a supply chain where visibility is poor and all you can do is look backwards at what has already happened, like all the shipments that arrived late, versus a more intelligent supply chain that allows you to find patterns in those shipments and predict risk on future shipments so that you can act more quickly and be proactive with your end customer.
So if your boss were to say to you, I want to look into how we can apply machine learning in our supply chain operations, what would be your first few steps?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost is define or articulate the problem. We all have no shortage of problems that needs to be solved within our business or ways to better service our customers. So find a problem that could be quantified and supported by the business and then determine whether it's a candidate for machine learning.
Okay, that's excellent advice. So as companies, if they choose to implement algorithms and solutions, you know, using machine learning, what challenges might they face in getting the most out of those solutions?
So the biggest challenge for any company looking to leverage machine learning to solve a problem is access to large data sets that are also of high quality. That is because that's the only way that you can get the accuracy that you can rely on to power your business decisions. And then another one is data relevance. Old data becomes irrelevant and old rules or models don't always apply. You know, so when you look back at 2020 and what that did to everybody's demand forecasting and data procurement, that historical data from 2020 has had a huge impact because many businesses overpurchased in 21 and are now experiencing high levels of slow or dead moving inventory in 2022.
It's so interesting, and data, I know, is difficult, and keeping up with, you know, all those data points, it's hard. It's hard to make sure that you're collecting the exact data that you need, like you said, to make those relevant, you know, get that relevant information. So, Brian, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. Today, we've been talking with Brian Gallagher, Chief Product and Technology Officer at Ware2Go, and this has been Supply Chain in the Fast Lane.
Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is a co-production of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. This episode has been brought to you by DHL Supply Chain. At DHL Supply Chain, we're all in on continuous innovation that accelerates digitalization of the end-to-end supply chain. DHL Supply Chain, all innovation, no boundaries. Learn more at dhl.com/all-in. Please subscribe to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane wherever you get your podcasts.